time to see if I can find the perfect human. Just kidding, they don't exist. All right, scrying orb. Sort by. Let me check my notes. Okay, attractiveness. Loneliness. Desire to leave the rat race of humanity. Non-smoker. No allergies to pets. Ooh, picky. Alright, let's see what we got. Ugh, it's always so hard to tell what they're gonna look like in person. Wait. Oh my. That one meets the parameters I set? Oh, I love their shoes. I love their robes. Are they a mage? Oh, I can charge extra for that. Oh, you're too good to be true. Come to mommy. You're gonna step on a summoning circle. Sorry about it. You are a mage. A standard walk through town takes an interesting turn when you step on a summoning circle. Rather than finding yourself in the clutches of a demon, you're in an office on a different plane. There's a cozy fire in the corner, comfortable armchairs. And on the desk, you notice there's lots of paperwork. Never one to shy away from a mystery, you approach and notice it's not in alphabetical order. You've just begun sorting it when a leggy demon walks in, holding two steaming cups of tea. She looks surprised to see you sorting her paperwork, but she quickly recovers, pulling her expression into a bright smile before seating herself. Sliding a cup of tea over to you. Well, do you see anything you like? Oh, you are smooth. I meant the paperwork. Those are all my clients' profiles. Oh, they weren't in alphabetical order. That bothered you. You're an odd one, aren't you? And a mage, by the looks of it. Oh no, I'm not here to make a deal for me. I'm already at the top. I'm hurt you couldn't tell by the size of my office. Not many demons could reach out and pluck the human they wanted out of their own plane. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. Oh, you don't look afraid either. That's good. Well, you shouldn't be. I come with good news. You, my adorable friend, have been selected. Oh, I should explain. I'm a matchmaker for a very powerful clientele of lonely witches. They trust me to bring them suitable offerings for their heart? What do you call someone who isn't sacrificed by a witch, but they stay with them, and they're not a pet? Partner. That's it. Thank you. I bring them suitable partners. They're very picky. You have no idea. You should be extremely flattered you made the cut. Oh, you're so cute when you act dumb. Oh, please. You can't even show up in my scrying unless you're very lonely. Hey, it's not a deal. It's a date. You're not curious who I would match you with? Oh, there it is. I see a smile tugging at the corner of your lips. Come on, answer a few questions for me. How many siblings do you have? My condolences. If you were cursed to be a tree for 100 years, which kind would you be and why? Interesting. Do you get to ask questions? No, not really. Oh, boo-hoo, the beautiful demon is asking me about myself. Someone save me. She's trying to find me the love of my life. That's you. That's what you sound like. Honestly, you should just sit there and look pretty. I could look at you all day. Oh yeah, you're gonna be an easy sell. I could just send off your picture. You don't even need to write a profile. Huh? No, I don't always flirt with my clientele. What can I say? I've had a dry spell. You really did alphabetize my paperwork, didn't you? Where did you study magic? Ooh, pedigree. You didn't see that question on my paperwork? Just wondering. Me? Oh, you know, I'm easy to please. I like torturing people, long walks in the woods to find people to torture. And then the usual trappings and accoutrements you would expect of a demon. Whips, chains, disregarding safe words only in the moment so I can laugh and then eventually honoring them. Oh, and tickle fights. That's my favorite human activity. I think it's so sweet. What are you doing? I am conducting this interview. No, I'm very busy. And I don't have time to date. Excuse me. If I'm at the top of the heap, why don't I have time to date? Why am I so busy? It's none of your business. Honestly, you keep that up and I'll just keep you for myself. How's that sound? You have a real mouth on you. I respect that. Come here. Insolent. Oh my goodness. Yeah, just shove the papers off the desk. I'm definitely keeping you for myself. Oh, don't worry. I was kidding about the safe word thing. Don't worry. Why would I need to make a deal with you when I already have you? We'll figure out the details later. Just relax. I'll take good care of you. My precious little human. Lay back on the desk. Be good. You wouldn't want to see me disappointed. Trust me.